on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, the Vinny and Cook Show, brought to you by the North Shore Saloon. We thank them so much for sponsoring our show. We also thank our next guest for jumping on with us on the Rivertown Hotline. Of course, a two-time All-American, three-time Pro Bowler. He won awards. He ripped it up at Penn State. And then did the same thing when he went into the National Football League. Linebacker, a former pro linebacker and Penn State linebacker, LeVar Arrington with us. LeVar, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys doing?
We're good now that we're talking to you, man. It's all good. It's, now, do you know anything? Has Tom Bradley been named as the head coach yet? Do you know anything?
If I did, it wouldn't come out of my mouth. I'll tell you that. It's his time to shine, and if it's so that he's been named head coach, I'm sure you'll hear it from the university and from Tom Bradley.
LeVar, what about him as a coach impressed you the most as far as just a person with your background and what you've been able to accomplish in your career? What was the one thing about him that stuck with you?
I just think the ability to relate to his players, and whether you were a position, player for him, or he was someone who, recruited you and brought you into the program, his ability to connect with players and genuinely care about us as players has been a very priceless thing for him, a trait and attribute for him. I would say he's able to have the success with the way he trains and teaches guys the defenses, and as defensive coordinator, as of late, he was a secondary coach strictly when I was there, but as a defensive coordinator, the one thing that you're able to see out of Coach Bradley is his ability to get people to believe in what he needs and what he wants you to do, and the execution is obviously a product of being able to teach well, but also get people to understand and believe that what he's doing is beneficial to everyone. So, him as a person, that goes without saying. He's a great coach, but, he's an even better person.
LeVar, I assume he recruited you at North Hills. Is he the guy that recruited you?
That's correct.
Okay.
I was recruited by everybody. I was named the parade player of the year, my senior year. And because of my relationship with Coach Bradley and how much, we end every phone call telling each other that, I love you, as though it's a family member, and he is family to me and I am family to him. And when he recruited me when I was in high school, I felt comfortable enough with him that I committed my junior season.
He's known as such a great recruiter. Just talk about what he's like when he comes into your living room to meet your family and how he goes about winning over these kids.
Again, I think, if you've ever had the opportunity to have someone recruit you, you guys are really good at what you do on the radio, so I'm sure you've had individuals try to recruit your services before. If you've had an individual that has come to you to try to get you to commit to a program or to a company, the one thing that you never want to feel is that you're being recruited, even though you know you are. And you want to feel like there's a sincerity and a genuineness about what it is that's being talked about. Like I said earlier, I think that what Coach Bradley has always brought to the table, and I think that it will hold true for any player that you speak with. From the Ron Grahams to the Brandon Shorts to Paul Puzlesny's to the Dan Connors and the list is, the Doug Ostrowski's, the Ron Fagan, they will tell you that Tom Bradley is the type of individual that you would feel okay with telling him to stay overnight. Don't go to a hotel. Just stay in the house. I'll sleep on the couch. You can have my room. And that's the type of guy he is. You believe him. And the great thing about it, guys, is all these years later, I've been removed from college for it's going on 11 years now. I've known Tom Bradley for 13 plus years, and it's always been the same. His consistency has endured the test of time, and that's what makes him a phenomenal recruiter, as well as someone that will have someone like myself jump on the phone line and talk about him at the drop of a dime.
Former Penn State All-American LeVar Arrington with us here on the Rivertown Hotline on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. All right, let's get technical for a second, LeVar. What about as a coach? What about on the field? Tell me a little bit. Talk to me a little bit about the type of defense that you think he might run if he were to come to Pitt, and how maybe, and I know you're not really familiar with the Pitt program, I think, but how would what you think he does fit into what is here already?
Technical side of it, as far as the defensive coordinator, I mean, his resume speaks for itself. As far as what defense he would run, I couldn't be quite sure, you know, what he would come in there and run. But I do know that it would be a very good mix of strong run front, you know, and a mix of zone coverages and man coverages, different things like that. He'd be very, very good with dialing up good blitzes. I do know that. As far as where he would run them out of, what fronts, different things that of that nature, I wouldn't know. But if you look at the players that and the success that they've been able to have, you know, I would say you just gotta, you know, take into consideration he has what, 2 Penaric winners. He has a Buckus Award winner as the defensive coordinator. So, I mean, he knows how to get guys in the right positions. He knows how to put guys in position to make plays. They've had a lot of success at Penn State under his watch. And as for what it's worth, I mean, when Joe went down with that injury and had to be up in the booth, I mean, you can really look at it as he was the acting head coach, if you really want to get technical about it. So as far as being technically sound as a head coach for the Pitt Panthers, I don't think that you could find a better guy. I say the only guy comparable that seems to show the same type of traits you see in a Tom Bradley as a coach is the guy out in California, Harbaugh. Yeah, I mean, he has that knack that you see in Coach Bradley, which is to connect with the players and them believe so much in what he's doing and what he's coaching that you do it and you execute it. So I would not be shocked or surprised if Tom Bradley is named, and I hate to put this pressure on him, but if he was named the head coach of the Pitt Panthers football team, I would not, as much talent as they're able to bring in, I think Wonstadt did a great job of bringing in talent. They've always been able to bring in, you know, a wild card player or two from Florida and different things like that. And even when Walt Harris was there, the way he was able to recruit was pretty good. And he brought the program back to a place of prominence. But I'll tell you what, with hands down, Western Pennsylvania's best players I would find shame in individuals that didn't go to a program coached by Tom Bradley. And saying that as a Penn Stater, you know, that says it all. I mean, I think that he would bring enough really, really talented players along with the way he would assemble his coaching staff. And I think that he would put together a national title-type caliber team. I really believe that if he had the ranks, if he had the opportunity to do it his way and not have to worry about anything else in terms of, you know, higher-ups in terms of coaches, it's his team, it's his staff, it's his plan, I would not be shocked or surprised if they were in a national bowl game, championship game in the next, you know, who knows, 3, 4, maybe even 5 years.
LeVar Arrington, former Penn State linebacker, former Washington Redskins, New York Giant, with us here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
LeVar, as you said, you are a Penn State guy, and I am of the belief that when and if Joe Paterno ever steps down or steps aside, that they're going to probably go outside the program and
right.
Maybe get a fresh start. And I think Tom Bradley realizes that. That's why he is interested in the pitch up. How disappointed are you, being a Penn State guy, that it looks like he won't be the next coach at Penn State?
It's very disappointing, but I'm telling you what, I would be just as excited if I were able. I have a son that attends school in Peters Township, and I would be just as ecstatic to be able to come home and be able to go to Pitt and be able to interact with the players and be able to go to the games and be a part of that program. It's a program that I grew up respecting and admiring the players that went there. I'm still close friends with Curtis Martin to this day and numerous players. Kevin Barlow is a close friend of mine. I mean, there are so many. Amir Pierpoy, Rod Rutherford. There are so many guys that I am so close with and respect, and not to mention the you know, obviously the Hugh Greens and the Dan Marinos and the Tony Dorsett that made Pitt, you know, the program that it is, and the coaching staff. I just, you know, it would be amazing for him to take this opportunity and have an opportunity to come back to where he's from. I mean, he's from Western Pennsylvania as well. So for us to be able to have that opportunity, I've never hated Pitt. You know, as a Penn Stater, you know, it's usually a love-hate relationship from guys that are from Western Pennsylvania. You know, Pitt was probably one of my top picks in terms of schools I wanted to go to, but at the time it was not good timing for me to end up going to that university. So yeah, I would be very disappointed. And the fact that, and knowing that I do believe that my university that I love so much is going to go a different direction with who they bring in as the head coach, I felt like Tom Bradley should have been the natural choice and the natural decision, knowing how he's able to recruit and bring in the type of players that he brings in there. But I'll tell you what, to me, to be able to, you know, like, I wouldn't want to go to UConn to support Tom Bradley. I would go, but I wouldn't want to go. You know, I don't want to go to Connecticut. I mean, let's be real. I'm born and raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and will always love the North Hills Indians and will support and respect the North Hills Indians. I was raised as a Steelers fan and will maintain that, even though I love the Washington area. I love the Washington Redskins with all my heart. But let's face it, I had a Steelers bid when I came out. I mean, I was almost brainwashed into being a total Pittsburgh Pitt, you know, Panther fan as well. So, you know, it's okay. Believe me, I don't feel any type of a small letdown that it wouldn't be the Penn State coach. But I think it's his time to shine, and I hope that Peterson and the rest of the decision-making bodies of Pittsburgh make the right decision, because they will be getting a diamond in the rough and Coach Bradley. And just to imagine the type of support that he would get from when it becomes a Pittsburgh thing. See, I know it's a university thing, but just the type of support from the players that have come from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, because of Coach Bradley, the type of support and impact that would have on Pittsburgh's football program, I think would be second to none. I don't even see how there's even a competition for the job, to be honest.
LeVar, the Pitt marketing department just called and says they got you down for 4 season tickets.
Well, I sure hope so. I tell you what, like I said, I'd love to be able to bring my son to see the games and different things like that. I think it's obviously a conference that's on the rise and it's gone through some changes over the last few years, but
yeah.
I mean, there's still some good teams in that conference, and I think that it's a growing and building conference. So for someone like Coach Bradley to have the opportunity to bring some more to me, to bring some more swag to that conference and to see what he'd be able to do, I would be very excited to see the prospects of that.
LeVar, thanks so much for taking some time, man. We really appreciate it, and good luck to you.
No problem, guys. Make sure you let me know if he gets the job or not. Right?
Thanks, LeVar.
We'll give you a holler, and believe you me, it'll be about 5 guys from the Pitt marketing department calling you to buy tickets as well. LeVar Arrington, the former Penn State. You know what? If you can sell Pitt tickets to Penn State people, Cookie,
wow, I think pretty strong endorsement there.